Today's world is bringing many challenges that most people have never had to deal with before. The majority of these challenges are grouped as health, economic, and social. The world today is challenging health by forcing an adjustment in lifestyle and activity, the need for active awareness of the environment, for avoidance of things that challenge health, and the adjustments to eating and exercise that come with it. While these changes are mostly physical, there's also a number of mental health challenges that come up with these changes. The primary one is anxiety, which ripples through all parts of the body, which has you reacting and responding to situations no longer in an automatic muscle memory type fashion, but in a cognitive, focused, and purposeful action. The anxiety arises from the body's response to the new energy used by this cognitive action, which was not part of the historic energy use model, and is now disrupting the energy plan with constant change. The changes form ripples of negative energy that manifest as anxiety and just make the day not comfortable. Similarly, the shifts in economic and social structure have changes that was automatic muscle memory for even simple things like grocery shopping into new cognitive, investigative, and constantly changing purposeful actions. This cognitive function, once again, requires an energy utilization that has not been allocated by your brain and body in the past, which means it pulls on your energy reserves to accomplish this task. More importantly, the anxiety can shift away from the tiring effects of cognitive energy to fear and anxiety. Anxiety is the catalyst that perpetuates the fear. Fear is situational. It needs to be ready in an awareness mode to happen. Anxiety is the move to that awareness mode. Fear comes from the unexpected, a change in the normal behavior and surrounding that's part of regular activity. When the unexpected occurs in normal times, it's a typical investigated as an accident. When it comes during a period of anxiety, it manifests as a trigger for fear. For example, an unexplained lighter sound now becomes a prospective threat rather than a light or sound to investigate. What does the fear bring? Since it's unfounded in actual threats, the fear response generally pushes to anger and aggression, as the adrenaline that the body created to protect from the threat has to be consumed by something, and that typically becomes aggression and anger. All of this anxiety and the catalyzing of normal to awareness is a direct affront to the beliefs that define you and you hold as an essential anchor to your core strength. The beliefs that you hold close are those that define a reality for you and your thoughts and your actions. They define the you in your action and your behavior. When these beliefs are challenged, disrupted, and attacked on a regular basis, then anger and aggressiveness become the new reality. The tendency to return to normalcy in the situation, to avoid the anger, is to internally blunt your beliefs and to suppress them. This leads to boredom, apathy, and exhaustion, which is a retreat not to the balance, but to the null. This is as destructive to the definition of self as the transition to negative energy is from anger. The attacks are designed to bring damage to you, so there's a companionship in carnage, equal destruction and devastation to offset the isolation and loneliness being presented by the perpetrator of the anger. However, your beliefs and strength that are manifested in your dreams always hold on to the definition of reality. These artificial attacks inject negativity and challenge only in the conscious world that are part of cognitive thought. Your subconscious and the autonomous self still maintains a definition of who you are and is held in place by your beliefs powered by your inner strength. the pathway to the cognitive action and response is all that's actually disrupted by the negative energy and attacks. The core of who you are and what you believe cannot be shifted or persuaded by aggression and fear. Those are surface effects and only artifacts of the cognitive world. This means when you focus and trust your instincts and the autonomous actions they bring, you're following who you are. This also means that your dreams represent the possible in your world and your future. Never doubt your beliefs and the strength of your core that's behind them. Always look forward to dreams and always recognize your strength and know that both are tied to your beliefs. So take a breath, close your eyes, visualize your dreams. See the person you are by personifying your beliefs. That is the beauty and strength you bring to the world. That is the energy and originality you bring to those around you. Never stop believing the world loves you and the uniqueness and joy that is inside you.